This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cardo's taking on the Mariners on the road tonight. Late start as usual on the West Coast. More to talk about that. Let's go out to Cleveland.com's Joe Noga, one of my favorites on the beat, as he joins us here on the Fan. Hello, Joe. How you doing today?
Doing great. Had a great flight out here. I got the entire row to myself. I feel like a new man. I got to sleep for 2.5 hours on the flight.
I love that. I don't think I've ever once been as lucky to get the entire row by myself. Like, I just feel like it's something I've always dreamed about. I don't think it's ever going to be in reality. It's like catching a foul ball at a baseball game. You're like, maybe one day. And one day I actually did do that, oddly enough. I think I talked about that with you, Joe. But I've never, I've never gotten the entire row to myself to just sleep and crash out for 2.5 hours. So congratulations.
Well, when they closed the door at the front of the plane, when they closed the door finally and I knew it was really happening, it felt like I hit the lottery. So, you know, it's just in all my years of traveling with the team, it's never happened. So
where do you rank that ballpark in Seattle? Seattle's a great town. I have been out there a couple of times. But just as a member of the visiting press, where would you rank that park amongst those in baseball?
I got to say, it's breathtaking. The first time I ever walked in, I walked into the press box. I was in Hammy's booth, and I just kind of looked out, and I said, you know, this is where you play baseball. This is the kind of thing, the kind of place you want to play a game in. And, you know, it's a roof. It's not really a dome or anything like that. So the elements are still there. It's not exactly, you know, super warm out here right now. But, you know, it's a gorgeous place. They take care of you real well. The PR staff does a really nice job. The press dining might have gone down maybe a little bit in the last couple of years, but you know, there are still so many really good food options out here. I will not be having the fried grasshoppers anytime soon, but you know, there's just a lot to choose from.
You stole my next question. I was like, are you going to do that's like what they're famous for at this point is the fried grasshoppers. I was like, I don't think there's definitely enough money to make me try it. I just don't know what that number is, Joe. Like if Daryl was like, I'll give you $100 to eat a fried grasshopper, would you do it?
It's nice you assume I have $100 to offer you.
I always assume that you have just loads and loads of cash on you, Daryl.
Last time I was out here, I tried them. Kind of tasted like dirt. I'm not. I'm just going to pass on it. There's a place that has dumplings that I'm going for. That's just fantastic. A Japanese place, and it's got a stand here. Right by the press box. So that's where I'll be eating.
Love it. Let's get into tonight's game. Gavin Williams on the bump. I think between Williams, Bibee, and even Ortiz, I'll throw him in the mix. All three of them in the past month or so seem like they've really rounded into form. And it came at the right time, obviously. Guardians need some pitching with this offense being the way that it is right now. What have you seen out of the three of them that give you any sign that maybe this thing's heading in the right direction from a rotation standpoint?
Yeah, just consistency out of those three guys that you're talking about. Gavin Williams, you know, throwing the cutter a little bit more, mixing that in as an effective pitch for him, and just really coming out and having a repeatable delivery, doing all those kinds of the little things that take that next step of development at the major league level for him. And we've sort of seen that, and he doesn't get rattled too much. Tanner Bibee, a guy who feeds on emotion, and we've seen that in so many of his outings. Now it's a matter of, locking in when he doesn't get calls. We've seen a couple of instances where he's been close to getting guys struck out, and the next pitch gets knocked into the outfield for a two-run single or a home run. Having a better command or harnessing that emotion. And Luis Ortiz, you mentioned, this is a guy who, when he is on, his stuff is just so electric. He could go for 10, strikeouts in a game, or he could go for 5 walks in a game. So it's a matter of just finding that consistency, and those are the three guys that they need to get it from.
Joe, when you're talking about these starters finding that consistency, does Carl Willis get the credit? Maybe not so much locally. We've seen him here and the magic he seems to work with pitchers, but does he get the credit around baseball that I personally think he really deserves? I think he's a pitching magician at this point with the work he's done with the Guardians.
Yeah, in certain circles, you talk about Carl Willis, and he's spoken about with reverence, and they understand what his place is and what he's built, and you look no further than CC Sabathia, who's going into the Hall of Fame this year, and Carl Willis is the first one to deflect sort of all the credit for that. But Carl Willis is the guy who picked him up from the airport, took him to his first bullpen session, and showed him how to throw a changeup, showed him how to grip his fastballs, have a different fastball than just a four-seamer. This is a guy who's been around and done it and proven it so many times. The Guardians know how good they have it with Carl Willis, and baseball kind of knows how good Carl Willis is.
Joe, what's going on with this logjam that we have right now? And listen, I've gone as far as to suggest that if the Guardians keep losing games, maybe you have to consider trading Santana. I'm not sure. But if David Fry can only play DH because of the injury, I need to get Manzardo some at-bats, and I'm not really sure how they go about doing it.
Yeah, which logjam are you talking about? The right field, center field? there's multiple logjams, or at least the idea of multiple guys in the pipeline who are pressing to have opportunities. But that's one of the reasons why Josh Naylor isn't here, is to give guys opportunities like that. You mentioned David Fry, who's, the thing that makes David Fry unique and makes him special, or made him special at this time last year before the injury set in, was his ability to go behind the plate and catch a few innings and then, bounce out to the outfield or play a corner infield spot. He's lost that now as he's recovering. Maybe they'll be able to do that and have that flexibility with him next year, but it doesn't look like he's going to play much defensively at all this season. And I think you mentioned Carlos Santana. If he wasn't one of the guys, basically only guys producing at the plate right now, I would say, yeah, he's a prime trade candidate. But if you run the risk of sending the wrong message to the clubhouse if you trade away Carlos Santana as one of the three pillars of your offense, your lineup right now. And who's going to give away, Hyundai's if there's no Carlos Santana? He's done it twice in his career.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, you mentioned the log jams. Fans are getting a little antsy looking at what's going on at Triple A. I am somewhat amused that John Kenzie Noel's bat is finding baseballs again all of the sudden. Same thing with Wilson. But, Chase DeLauder, CJ Cephas, everyone's got their eye on those guys. Is there an ETA on that? Will we see them this summer? Do you think the organization is going to continue to do what you had just talked about and just kind of create the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The opportunities for the guys that are already up here.
I would be stunned if Chase Dillard doesn't make an appearance at some point this year. I would be less surprised if they keep Kafis down there in Columbus and give him more time there. But it seems like he's on a really accelerated path, especially with them, you know, giving him innings in the outfield to try and, you know, give him the flexibility to maybe come up here and play in a different spot. The problem with all these guys is that they're left-handed sticks, and they're, you know, if any one of them swung from the right-handed side, they'd be up here in a heartbeat. Getting Lane Thomas back sort of helps the flexibility. And we know how Stephen Vogt likes to play his lineup and how he likes to play everybody and rotate everybody in. And with Nolan Jones sort of coming on as of late, you know, sort of finding his stroke and hitting the ball in the middle a little bit more, finding better results. The metrics have always been there. I think at some point you're going to see DeLauder, but it probably won't be until a little bit later. He needs a few more plate appearances. Kafis might be the one who's sort of left out of this.
Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us here on Afternoon Drive on The Fan. Hey, so it's been a while since we've had a chat. I know we talked before the season got underway, but if I were to tell you, and it's going to be a positive or a negative, but on the offensive side of the ball, something that surprised you the most, that if we were talking before the season, you'd be like, yeah, now I didn't see that one coming, and I'm either thrilled about it or not thrilled about it at all.
Well, take your pick between Kyle Manzardo, you know, being among the team leaders in home runs and RBIs for the you know, most of the beginning of the season, and then Gabriel Arias sort of coming on and you know, showing what he can do not only defensively but just a little bit more consistency out of him, and it looks like the light bulb has sort of gone off for Arias. I think those two guys huge surprises, and Daniel Schneeman's you know, just ability to put up clutch at bats, mm-hmm. and you know, playing his way, just basically hitting his way into almost an everyday role in the lineup. I think those three guys maybe big surprises. I had Brian Rocchio picked for, you know, a breakout season, and you can see what happens when you lose confidence. He just hit himself right out of town.
Joe, the Guardians have been in a little bit of an offensive roller coaster this year. It kind of feels like they're either hot or they're not. As someone who's around this ball club every day, what do you think has to happen for them to kind of even some of this out? So it's, you know, not as high and then also not as low as we've seen it.
Well, you've got the contributions from guys like Jose Ramirez, who's the heartbeat of the team, and he's as steady as they come. What they're getting out of Carlos Santana is great, especially at age 39. But, you know, one or two of those guys that I mentioned, Kyle Manzardo, Gabriel Arias, Daniel Schneeman, is going to have to basically take it to another level. And that's how they're going to, you know, play their way forward and play their way back into maybe contention in the AL Central if the division isn't gone by then. I just think that there's no really one specific answer to give to turning around that offense. I think Stephen Vogt preaches, you know, come out, you're a good team, come out every day and show that, and they've been trying to do it. It's just the guys that they're asking are inexperienced.
anybody in the bullpen end up getting moved because there's so many valuable pieces there? And it feels like the Guardians could stay afloat even if they got rid of a couple of them. And I'm not meaning to highlight Smith, but maybe I should highlight Smith.
Well, I wouldn't want to part with Cade Smith or Hunter Gaddis. And Tim Herron has been sort of a Swiss Army knife type for Stephen Vogt so far this year. So out of those three guys, probably not. You're not going to trade Emmanuel Clase, I don't think, if you expect to try and make a postseason push. So those four guys, probably not. But maybe a guy like a Jacob Junis, if a team would want him, just to make room. You're going to have Trevor Stephan coming back off of an injury at some point this year. There are other options, and there are some young guys too at AAA. Franco Alemán is a stud, and we're going to see him at some point.
How much are you dreading the trip to Sacramento next weekend?
Oh, well, Hoynes is going to be on that trip, so I'm going to let the veteran take the trip to the minor league ballpark. This is because of the off days. I'm one and done in Seattle, and then I'm back home and enjoying a week on my feet, off my feet.
See, it's very nice of you, Joe. You see, you're just like, yeah, the veteran. The Hoynes has to go and do that trip to lovely Sacramento. I hear it's nice this time of the year, Joe.
Man, back in 2018, he sent me to Texas, and it was like the surface of the sun. So I don't even want to hear it. That was the most veteran move. I was sweating from the parking lot to the ballpark, and cursing his name. I see Hammy in the press box, and he's like, yep, Paul didn't want to come on this one, did he? Yeah, he's 110 degrees.
Joe, you're the best. I appreciate you. Enjoy the game tonight. And, hey, if you eat some cockroaches, find its way to the press box. Don't be shy.
All right. I will keep my eyes out for the cockroaches here in Seattle.
All right. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you, man. Joe Noga right there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say and whether or not it feels like that logjam needs to be fixed with one of the younger players. What exactly do you do with Carlos Santana? More to come this afternoon. Drive Jonathan Peterlin and Daryl Ryder with you guys right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.